shout it loud, alleluia. Shake hands with two or three persons, say you are welcome in Jesus' name. Jesus is going to bless you today. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. My Father,
Baba me,
plug me to the socket of the Holy Ghost today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Plug me to the socket of the Holy Ghost today. Plug me into the socket of the Holy Ghost today. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, every pot of darkness, cooking my glory,
break!
In the name of Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
break the power of darkness by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
aha, aha, aha,
Benny,
aha,
Benny.
Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer is for everyone here today. Make sure that you pray with aggression. O rod of God,
arise!
Part my Red Sea. Can I hear the sister saying this this morning? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody shouting it louder. In the name of
Jesus.
Let the wrath of God arise and part my Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful morning here, and declare this louder than anyone around you. Please make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your own now. You will shout this loud and clear. Pharaoh of my fathers, let my people go. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. Something must happen to you here this morning. The Pharaoh must release that which he has held captive. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for this wonderful morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. The prophecy concerning this morning's meeting is that you will surprise us. Lord, I pray that you would lay your hands upon your people in the name of Jesus.
And
by the time we leave this service, let all the glory belong to you. Let all the blessings belong to us. And all the shame belong to the devil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Listen to me very carefully this morning. We're looking at what I call when the soul is fragmented. When the soul is fragmented. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
1
Thessalonians chapter 5, verse
23.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. Are we there? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Mean totally, completely. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your whole spirit, soul, body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. A man is a spirit living in a body and having a soul. So a man is three in one. All three departments of a man's life has been pointed out in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. All the three departments could run into serious trouble. The body can be in trouble. The spirit can be in trouble. The soul can be in trouble. But what you want to look at and pray against this morning, when the soul is fragmented, many things can go wrong with the soul of man. Many things can go wrong with the way the soul of man operates. The Bible says the soul of man can be in anguish. The Bible says the soul of man can travail. The Bible says the soul of man can sin through ignorance. The Bible says the soul of man can be unclean, guilty, and polluted. The Bible says the soul of man can be cut off. The Bible says the soul of man can be miserable and vexed. The Bible says the soul of man can be bitter. The soul of man can be spoiled and snared. The The Son of Man can lie in the cage of the enemy, according to the Bible.
Okay, niyo. Only bossinu ahamo. Tagige Bible shewi.
The Bible says the Son of Man can be imprisoned.
Bible we pay alefi okoni niyo. Sinu tubu.
The Son of Man, according to the Bible, can be bound by a vow.
Gege Bible shewi okoni niyo. Alefi eje kodi male.
Then the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel,
even if we didn't know where Ezekiel,
chapter 13,
Oriketala,
that the soul of man can be hunted down and made to fly through the air by witchcraft.
But
all these ones that I've mentioned that are diseases and problems of the soul. The most horrible one is when that soul itself is fragmented. Look at Psalm number 7, verse 2. Psalm 7:2 has this to say. The psalmist is an expert in warfare. He understood spiritual warfare more than most of the people who are praying now. In Psalm 7 verse 2, he says, or let's pick it from verse 1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute
me
and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. The soul can be fragmented. And the fragmentation can be in such a way that it will appear as if there is no one to deliver. There are powers that can fragment the soul. One of those powers is powers of witchcraft. According to Ezekiel chapter 13. Another of those powers is powers of sexual perversion. Do you know, beloved, that there are lots of people living disjointed, fragmented lives? And until they pick up the pieces of their lives and join it together again, they live in spiritual confusion. Things are not put together, the people will live a life of what to call backward progress. A lot of people are living spiritually what you call a shattered life. Your soul controls your will, your mind, your emotion, your intellectualism, and all kinds of other things. If the enemy fragments that soul, according to what you see in Ezekiel chapter 13, if the enemy fragments it, or you allow it to be fragmented by yourself, there are many situations that can happen and deliverance will not yield any result. Ezekiel chapter 13, look at what it says in verse 20. Ezekiel
13:20.
Wherefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I'm against your pillows, wherewith ye dare hunt the souls to make them fly. I will tear them from your arms.
Emi o si ya won kuro ni apa yin.
And I will let the souls go.
Emi o si je ki awon okan na lo.
Even the souls that ye want to make them fly.
Ani awon okan ti eyin dode lati mu won fo.
Once somebody's soul is fragmented, it will live a disjointed life.
Nigba ti a ba pin okan eniyan si yele yele aye onito wo ni leto.
And there are dark powers that do that very, very often.
Àwọn agbára òkùnkùn sì wà tí wọ́n máa ń ṣe irú iṣẹ́ báwọn yìí lóòrèkóòrè.
A fragmented soul cannot put anything good together.
Ọkàn tó ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ kò lè ṣe ohun rere kan.
If they put it together, it won't last for too long.
Bí wọ́n bá gbé ohun rere kan ṣe kò ní dúró pẹ́.
A fragmented soul has lost what you call the power of internal unity.
Ọkàn tó ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ ó ti pàdánù ohun tá a pè ní agbára ìṣọ̀kan láti inú wá.
If you say a fragmented soul should begin to pray now.
Bó bá wí pé kẹni tọkàn rẹ ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ kó máa gbàdúrà báyìí.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the mind is somewhere.
Bàbá lórúkọ Jésù, ọkàn rẹ ti gba bòmí lọ.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the mind is not concentrating.
Bàbá lórúkọ Jésù, ọkàn rẹ ò sí nínú àdúrà tó ń gbà.
During prayer, the spirit will be completely vagabond.
Nígbà àdúrà, ọkàn onítọ̀hún yóò jẹ́ ọkàn tó rìn kiri.
They really cannot concentrate.
Kò ní lè gbájúmọ́ ohun tó ń ṣe.
Whereas if you are ever going to be successful in the school of prayer.
Síbẹ̀síbẹ̀ bó bá ṣe àṣeyọrí nínú ilé-ìwé àdúrà.
One thing is not negotiable.
Ohun kan ó jẹ́ kò ṣe é mà ní.
Concentration.
Ìfọkànsójú kan.
Concentration.
Ìfọkàn sórí àdúrà.
Once you find that during prayer you just wander all over the place.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tó bá ṣàwárí pé kádúrà bá ń lọkàn rẹ yóò máa rìn kiri.
It means that your soul is already fragmented.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé ọkàn rẹ ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́.
That's why you cannot focus.
O lè kọjú mọ́.
When somebody is suffering from a fragmentation of his soul.
Nígbà tẹ́nì kan bá ń jìyà nínú ìyà ìpín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ ọkàn.
He will be crying inside.
Yóò máa ké nínú lọ́hùn.
But the tears are not coming out outside.
Ṣùgbọ́n omi jẹ́ ò ní jáde lójú rẹ̀.
When somebody's soul has been fragmented.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá ti pín ọkàn ènìyàn sí yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́.
That's when he will put workman in his ears, there is loud music banging in his ear. If you go into the street, his house will have the largest, loudest music banging into the streets.
Ọkàn ènìyàn bá ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ yóò fi ẹ̀rọ asọ̀rọ̀ má gbèsè tẹ́sẹ́tí yóò sì yí sókè. Tẹ bá lọ sí òpópónà àwọn tọ́kàn wọn ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ ni wọ́n máa ń yí rédíò wọn sókè tí yóò sì máa kọrin lóhùn rárá.
And be disturbing everybody.
Yóò sì máa dí àwọn tó kù lọ́wọ́.
Everything will be vibrating in their body.
Ohun gbogbo ni yóò máa gbọ̀n pẹ̀pẹ̀ lára wọn.
There is something already wrong on the inside.
Ohun kan ti yíwọ́ nínú rẹ̀.
When the mind cannot focus on anything for a long time.
Nígbà tí ọkàn ò bá lè gbájúmọ́ ohun kan fún ìgbà pípẹ́.
It's because it's fragmented.
Nítorí pé ó ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ ni.
When concentration even at work becomes very hard work for you.
Nígbà tó bá jẹ́ wípé ìfọkànsójú kan ní ibi iṣẹ́ rẹ ó bá le koko fún ọ.
You are suffering from soul fragmentation.
Ó ń jìyà nínú ìpín yẹ́lẹ́.
When somebody's soul is fragmented, everything that goes wrong where you are, they blame it on you.
Ohun gbogbo tó bá bàjẹ́ níbi tó wà ìwọ ni wọ́n sọ wípé o bà wọ́n jẹ́.
Even if you are not the one responsible.
Tó bá tiẹ̀ jẹ́ pé wọ́n kọ́ ló ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
They will blame you for it.
Wọ́n fi ẹ̀sùn kàn ọ́.
When somebody's soul is fragmented.
Nígbà tí ọkàn ènìyàn bá ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́.
They try so many things but leave each unfinished.
Wọ́n gbìyànjú oríṣiríṣi iṣẹ́ ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò ní lè ṣe parí.
Do this one, do it halfway.
Wọ́n ṣe lé dédájì.
Wọ́n
ṣe tọ̀hún dédájì.
This one, do it halfway.
Wọ́n ṣe tibí dédájì.
Not really getting any result anywhere.
Wọ́n ò ní rí èsì kan mú jáde ní gbogbo rẹ̀.
That is the fragmentation of the soul.
Ìpín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ ọkàn rè.
When you find that you are having trouble in practically everything you put your hand upon.
Nígbà tó bá ṣàwárí pé ohun gbogbo tó bá dáwọ́lé ìyọnu ló ń bá pàdé níbẹ̀.
Then there is fragmentation in position.
Ó túmọ̀ sí wípé ìpín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́ ń ṣẹlẹ̀ ń bẹ̀.
When something is fragmented.
Nígbà tí ohun kan bá ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́.
It means that it's supposed to be a whole.
Ó túmọ̀ sí wípé ó yẹ kó jẹ́ odidi kan.
But it's now in fragments.
Ṣùgbọ́n a ti wá pín sí oríṣiríṣi ọ̀nà.
And when somebody's soul is fragmented.
Nígbà tí ọkàn ènìyàn bá sì ti pín yẹ́lẹ́ yẹ́lẹ́.
And buried far apart.
Tí wọ́n sì rì wọ́n mọ́lẹ̀. Tí wọ́n jìnà síra.
Progress will be very, very hard.
Ìtẹ̀síwájú yóò le koko fónítọ̀hún.
Meaning that.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé.
We have many half men.
A ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn tó jẹ́ ìdajì.
Quarter men.
Ìdarin ènìyàn.
Quarter women.
Ìdarin obìnrin.
And all kinds of different human beings who are not complete.
Àti oríṣiríṣi àwọn ènìyàn tí wọn ò pé.
Why is the enemy interested in fragmenting people's soul? And why is it that we're so ignorant about these kind of things? The idea is to change the destiny of the person. Therefore, we have prayers to pray here today. You need to pray that all the pieces of the fragmented soul be brought together into the proper and original position where they belong. Do you see somebody with a double personality? If he's approaching you, you never can tell whether he's coming to smile at you or he's coming to beat you up. Double personality. You see people always dreaming of going back to their village, going back to the past places.
Only awon eniyan ti won ma lala pe awon lo sabule awon lo si ilewe atijo atibi atijo atijo atijo.
You have people that they have good memory before all of a sudden the memory became poor and poor and poor until it leaves a blank mind.
Ani awon eniyan to je bi pe oye won ye koro iye won so ji tele tele ri sugba nisi iye won ti sokunkun.
It's a fragmented soul that causes that kind of thing.
Ipin yele yele okan lo ma n faru.
You see somebody who is unreasonably attached to a dead relative. There is fragmentation of the soul. Then the battle becomes very hard. When a person's soul has been fragmented. And
there's
a strong man attached to that fragment.
And
the strong man is under instruction. Under no situation must you allow this person to go. Are you here and it will appear as if the enemy has limited you?
Yes,
so this is how far you can go. You can't go further than this.
Usually
you try to go above that range, there will be trouble. Are you the kind of person you come and then you find the wrong things in the right places? Or you are a kind of woman with all the wrong men will be coming, and immediately you get the good ones come, you don't find the good ones attractive. You won't like those ones at all. Immediately you are headed for the top. Then something goes wrong.
Oh, call you up.
And returns the person to the third region. And they come up with lame excuses. Because there is no vacancy. No money to pay for you now. Because you are from a minority tribe. And they will tell all kinds of stories. But if you can settle down and know what has been fragmented and raid the warehouse of the strong man and bring out from there the fragment of the soul, then
you'll
be able to get results. Many men are struggling now.
They've
divided their souls all over the place. Many women too are struggling now. They've divided their souls all over the place. But God would like to bless the totality of your life, not the pieces. So this is a day to prophesy to the scattered bones to come together. Pray with violent aggression, you will change your destiny forever. If a person has been fragmented, you will not be the original intention of the Almighty. You will not be able to do what God wants you to do.
Oh, le se ohun t'Olorun fe ko se.
You not be able to possess what God wants you to possess.
O ni le gba awon ohun ni t'Olorun fe ko gba.
You'll be having failure where there should be success.
O ma ni ikuna nibi to ya ko ti ni aseyori.
You find that you try your best to have faith in the word of God, but your faith keeps failing you.
Oh my, we pe ogbianju lati ni igbagbo ninu Oluwa sugbon igbagbo re o ba ti fun.
You find it easy to walk in ungodly wisdom.
Yo rorun fun lati ma sise ninu ogbon ti o ba Olorun mu.
Courage and persistence will be lacking.
Igboya ati iduro sisin yo ma se abe.
Enemy will bombard the person with all kinds of bad health.
Ota yo si ma kolu ohun pelu orisirisi aisan.
Once there is fragmentation.
Nigba ti ipin yele yele ba ti debo nitohun.
When there is a man.
Nigba tokunrin kan ba wa.
Listen to me very carefully.
E si te ti gbo mi dara dara.
And you can make a list of more than 3 women, 5 women, 7 women you have slept with.
To le ko akosile bi awon obinrin meta, obinrin marun, obinrin meje to ti basun.
Oh yeah, woman, you can make a list of several men that you have slept with.
Abi o je obinrin o le ko opolopo awon okunrin to ti basun sile.
As many as those men are and as many as those women are, you had fragmented your soul and divided it amongst them.
Bi awon okunrin na ba ti po to, bi awon obinrin ohun ba se po to, o ti pin okan re si yele yele, o ti pin le gbogbo won lowo.
If your situation is that you cannot even remember the number of the men or the women.
Baro re ba wa je bi eni ti o le ranti iye awon okunrin to ti basun, iye obinrin to ti basun.
You got yourself completely fragmented.
O ri pe gbogbo aye re lo ti pin yele yele.
A man got married in Nigeria here.
Okunrin kan segbe yawo lorilede Nigeria nibi.
Married to somebody from Nigeria.
O fe omo orilede Nigeria.
One night 2 AM, the wife woke him up.
Loru ojo kan ni ago meji oru yawo re ji.
And the woman said, well,
obirin si ni eh,
I just feel sorry for you.
Pokan kanu re sha.
That's why I want to talk to you now.
Di ni yet mo ji fe ba soro
bayi. Haven't you seen that you have been struggling all your life? No way.
Oni ijo ri wi pe o tin jijadu ni gbogbo ona aye re ti o si sona.
Man said yes.
Okun na ni be ni.
Don't you see that all the children are at home, no school fees to pay?
So ri wi pe awon omo to wa le o le sanwo ile iwe won.
Say yes.
Oni be ni.
Don't you see that the shop that she used to sell things have been destroyed?
Oni o ri wi pe ile itaja to n tin taja o ti baje bayi.
Then don't you see that you hardly can keep a job for 1 month?
Ijo ri wi pe yo soro fun o lati ni se kan osu kan.
Said yes.
Oni be ni.
Say eh. Now
listen gbo.
Say the reason you are having this problem.
Idi ti o se niru isoro yi.
It's because I.
Oni pe emi.
Your wife.
Iyawo e.
I'm a witch.
Aje ni mi o.
And
ati pe
the only thing I want to tell you now.
O n kan ni mo be so fun e bayi.
That according to our meeting we had last night.
Oni pe ninu pade wa ta se lana.
You got 2 years to live.
Odun meji lo ku fun o. To fi kuro laye.
So by next week.
Oni lo se to nbo.
We will start on your right leg.
I'll be re pelu ese re otun.
Then gradually.
There, there.
You will disappear.
O ma tan lo.
The man said that.
Oh, na ah.
Are you joking?
Se ere lo nse.
Say it's not a joke.
Oni rara o.
Say
eh? Eh.
Say okay, pack your load.
O ani kelu e bayi.
Right now.
Nisinsin.
This middle of the night.
Ni oru yi o.
Get out of this place.
O si ko jade kuro nle.
The woman said that won't solve the problem.
Obinrin ra, iye o yanju isoro.
Because already the agenda has been concluded.
Ori lawa lawa ati pari ise ta fe se.
So if I go, no problem.
Mi ma ko jade. Zuala.
The man said, okay, I will leave for you.
Okunrin so oja, ma ko jade fun.
And by the next morning,
loro ojo keji.
He packed his belongings.
O ko ero e.
He ran to Europe.
O sa lo si ilu oba.
For 5 years he was working.
Odun marun o nsise.
Lying low.
O nsise nipo ile.
Then he decided to marry again.
O wa gbianju ati tun se igbeyawo miran.
This time he married a white woman.
O wa fe alawo funfun.
A white woman.
Alawo funfun obirin.
By yesterday.
Ni ana.
The man was calling me again.
Okunrin yin temi ni waya.
And the white man woke him up last week.
Pe obirin alawo funfun yi ji ohun lose to koja.
2 a.m.
Laago meji.
And said, hello.
Bawo ni o.
I, your wife.
Emi yawo e.
I'm a witch.
Aje ni mi.
Amen.
Abi.
I said, what do you want me to do now?
Kula fe ki n se bayi.
Said deliverance for her.
O ni itusile fun ni.
But I said, well, you don't know the root of the problem.
Oh, mo gbongbo isoro yi.
You are already divided.
Won ti pin e kaakiri.
Scattered all over the place.
O ti fon kale.
It's a tragedy when you are a girl of 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, you are already sleeping with people around. You are just dividing your life into small pieces. And very soon, the enemy will laugh at you.
Ajalu ni fun omo ba je omo obirin omo odun metala merinla marundinlogun merindinlogun metadinlogun to si bo orisirisi okunrin sunpo ohun to nse ni pe o npin aye re ti yele yele o si n baje.
Very soon it may not be now, maybe in 20 years time.
Laipe o le ma je nisin o le je ogun odun sigba ta wa yi.
You will find a way back to the presity again.
O bala re pada lona lu adura.
To go out between deliverance to save you from what you are doing to yourself now. When somebody's soul is fragmented, wherever he goes, his presence will attract irritation. Where that was hurt before, you go there now, the man will say, sorry, were you the one that was here last time? I don't want to see you again.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ń ṣèrànlọ́wọ́ fún ọ tẹ́lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ tó bá padà lọ bá wọn sọ pé ǹjẹ́ wọn ni mo rí ní àná mo fẹ́ rí ọmọ.
There is a terrible recruitment of the people into witchcraft going on now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ iṣẹ́ ìkó àwọn ènìyàn wọnú iṣẹ́ àjẹ́ òun ló ń lọ lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí.
And many people have been tormented, harassed, and segmented into pieces.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ni wọ́n dá lóró tí wọ́n jẹ níyà tí wọ́n sì ń pín wọn sí yẹlẹ yẹlẹ.
If you notice that any time,
bo ba ṣawari wipe igba ku igba,
you pray very hard.
O to ba gbadura gidigidi,
you pray the hardest you can pray.
O gbadura ni bo se le gba to.
It is then you become sick.
Nigba na lo bere ni sokunrun.
It's fragmentation of the soul.
Ipin yele yele okan ni.
If you discover that any time,
to ba ṣawari pe igba ku igba,
any problem comes against you,
ki isoro ba dide lodi si o,
the first thing you begin to look for is a scapegoat, somebody to point accusing fingers to.
Ohun akoko to ma wa leni to so wi pe ohun lo fa tabi lagbaja bayi lo fa,
is fragmentation of the soul.
Ipin yele yele okan ni.
If you discover,
to ba ṣawari,
that in the family that you come from,
wípé nínú ẹbí tó ti jáde wá,
they seem to have put a barrier on people's lives.
Ó jọ wípé wọ́n ti fi wọ́n ti pààlè lórí àwọn ènìyàn.
Hey, people don't marry here, you don't.
Àwọn ènìyàn ilọ́kọ nínú ẹbí.
Hey, people here, they don't move forward, you don't move.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó wà ń bí wọn ò ní ìtẹ̀síwájú.
People here don't do this, you don't do it.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó wà ń bí wọn ò ṣe báyìí, wọn ò ṣe tibí.
And you are wondering, why are they able to do this?
Tó sì ń kọ́ mi wípé báwo ni wọ́n ṣe lè ṣe irú iṣẹ́ yìí.
Once a fragment of your soul is in their hands,
níwọ̀n ìgbà tí abala kan ọkàn rẹ tó bá wà lọ́wọ́
wọn, tear it to pieces like the psalmist says.
Wọ́n ó fà á ya pẹ́rẹpẹ̀rẹ bó ní sàmù ti wí.
And it is in their possession.
Ó sì ń bẹ ní ìkáwọ́ wọn.
There is trouble and trouble in
this. Wàhálà ńlá ńlá ló ń bẹ ńbẹ.
There is a power known as a strong man.
Agbára kan wà tí a mọ̀ sí ọkùnrin alágbára.
The strong man, according to the Bible, has a warehouse.
Ọkùnrin alágbára gẹ́gẹ́ bí Bẹ́lí ṣe wí, ó ní ilé ìṣọ́.
He has goods in the warehouse.
Ó ní àwọn ẹrù nínú ilé ìṣọ́ náà.
What is keeping in the warehouse are stolen materials.
Ohun tó ń fi pamọ́ sínú ilé ìṣọ́ yìí àwọn nǹkan tó jí ni.
People's soul.
Ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn.
People's fragmented soul.
Ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn tó ti pín yẹ́lẹ́yẹ́lẹ́.
What is spiritually taken away.
Ohun tó gbà lọ́wọ́ wọn nípa tẹ̀mí.
From people.
Látọwọ́ àwọn ènìyàn.
The strong man is a ruling spirit.
Ọkùnrin alágbára ẹ̀mí kan tó ń ṣàkóso ni.
It's a principal satanic agent.
Ó jẹ́ ìjòyè sátani.
It's a captain of a stronghold of darkness.
Ó jẹ́ olórí ogun ìsọ̀rí ogun òkùnkùn kan.
Is the Goliath amongst your pursuers.
Òun ni Goliath tó ń bẹ láàrin àwọn alẹ́nimájẹ̀ yìí.
Is the Pharaoh amongst your oppressors.
Òun ni Pharaoh tó ń bẹ láàrin àwọn anilára
rẹ. If there are forces arranged against you, the leader of that force is a strong man.
Bí àwọn agbára òkùnkùn bá kóra jọpọ̀ lòdì sí ọ, adarí agbára òkùnkùn bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ọkùnrin alágbára.
And once they capture just a fragment,
níwọ̀n ìgbà tí wọ́n bá sì mú oríke ọkàn rẹ kan,
and they bury it,
tí wọ́n sì rí mọ́lẹ̀,
and it's in their possession,
tó sì ń bẹ ní ìkáwọ́ wọn,
you will pray.
Ó gbàdúrà.
You will decree.
Ó pàṣẹ.
Only to have some temporary relief.
Ó ní ìtura ráńpẹ́.
Then some way you don't understand, they are back again.
Lọ́nà tó ò lè ṣàlàyé wọn ó tún padà wá.
Because a fragment of the person's life,
nítorí oríkèé kan ayé onítọ̀hún,
is in their care.
Ó ń bẹ ní ìkáwọ́ wọn.
There are people living in some particular areas. And powers of that area have fragmented their lives, and they are keeping the fragments. No matter where they go, they keep seeing themselves going back. Going back to the village, to the town, to everywhere. They keep going back. Some of these people, sometimes they are studying abroad. All of a sudden, somebody does demonic summoning from here. And they just pack up all their things. He won't know how he got to the airport. Just arrive here. Right in the middle of a degree program, they just pack up everything and come. It's when they get to our airport here, the eyes open. There are prayers we need to pray today, that if there is any material from my body, whether my hair, my clothing, or any part of my body, soul and spirit that is presently as I'm talking now in the possession of the camp of the enemy, we need to recover them from there. Because if we do not recover them, they will use them against us all the time. No matter how holy you are, no matter how aggressive your prayer, you could be an ignorant prayer warrior. Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The psalmist says, save me from these people who are tearing my soul to pieces. I pray that everyone here this day, whose life has been fragmented and soul divided all over the place, by the power of God, you will recover yourself in the name of Jesus. You will recover yourself. The great Apostle Babalola was in a town in the southwest of this country. They preached, they ministered there without success. The people there were just not interested in the gospel. They saw signs and wonders, but they didn't believe. They said, what are you doing? Our idols can do the same to us. What is strange? They too can do magic. The man of God prayed. And the Lord said, you want to take over this city for Jesus? He said, oh yes. He said, okay. By 12 midnight, go to the main river crossing the town. And by 12 midnight, the man of God was there. He started with praise worship. I was doing some small, small prayers. He hadn't stayed there for long. When this strong man, demon, came out from the waters. Many of us in this present generation don't know the battles the Pentecostal fathers fought before Christianity could be established here. Before the coming of Pentecostalism to this country in 1918, 1930, thereabout, the enemy had the black man completely caged. The enemy really worked hard on the black man and had them completely buried. So the man of God saw this powerful spirit coming out from the waters with seven breasts. The breasts were so long they were touching the floor. Said, you want the name of your master in this place?
O fe ko luko ga re ko ni le nbi.
So yes, the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
So okay.
Oloja.
Let us negotiate.
Ya duna dura.
From the market upward.
Lati bi oja si waju.
Take them there.
Iwo gba won be.
Leave the rest to us.
Fa won to ku sile fun wa.
Man of God said no.
Ojise Olorun rara ko ni be.
There will be no negotiation.
Ko ni si duna dura kan.
Say so you want a fight then?
Oni e tori no wa fe ka ja bayi.
The man of God said, yes, that's why I'm here.
Ojise Olorun e ji ti mo se wa nbi niyan.
Said okay, ah,
Oloda,
you small boy, you are even talking.
Iwo mo kekere o tun soro.
Before this river got here.
Kodo yi to debi,
I was already here.
Mo ti wa ndi.
Where were you at that time?
Nibo ni wo wa ngba na.
Man of God said, well, I don't know where I am.
Ojise Olorun e mi o mo mi temi ti e wa.
But I know.
Ti gbo mo mo.
That in the beginning.
Bi pe ni atete ko se.
Was the word.
Ni oro wa.
And the word.
Oro si wa.
Was with God.
Pelu Olorun.
And the word.
Olorun.
Was God.
Ti ni oro na.
That was all the man of God said.
Oh, gbogbo to jise Olorun sorry.
The demons some started back into the river.
Emi eji gbo kiti pada sinu omi.
There was plenty of blood all over the river.
Opolopo eje si konju omi ohun.
That was how the gospel was able to penetrate that place. Have you come from a locality where there is a general demon idol controlling the whole locality?
Ijo wa lati awujo kan to je wi pe won ni orisa kan soso to n dari agbegbe ohun.
Know for sure that a fragment of your life will be in possession of that strong man unless you recover it.
Mo daju wi pe orike aye re kan yo wa lowo okunrin alagbara ohun afi to ba gba pada.
If not, you have victory.
Oh, ni isegun.
But then the victory will come under attack.
Ṣugbọn isegun ohun yo ma rogun nigba gogo.
And you won't know what to do.
Oh, si ni mo to ye ko se.
The Bible says when a strong man harm keepeth his palace.
Ile ni pe bi okunrin alagbara to ni ihamora ba nṣo agbala re.
His goods are in peace.
Eru re a wa ni alaafia.
But when a stronger than him shall come upon him.
O ni ṣugbọn ti alagbara ju lo ba de ba.
And overcome him.
To si bori re.
Then he will be able to spoil his goods.
Nigba na ni o le ko leru lo.
This money, what we are interested in here.
No wonder you want to live a little bit.
The goods.
Oh, ni awon eru na.
The goods.
Awon eru.
And the greatest of the goods.
Eyin to si tobi julo ninu eru na.
Possession of the strong man.
To be ni ikawo okunrin alagbara.
Is what you find in Revelation chapter 18.
Olohun ta ori ninu owo ifin ori kejide ni ogun.
The Bible has not left us in darkness at all.
Bibeli o fi wa sinu okunkun.
He has made things very, very clear. Revelation 18 from verse 12. The greatest of the goods in the warehouse of the strong man is what you find in Revelation 18 from verse
12.
All kind wood,
ati gbogbo igi,
all manners of ivory,
ohun didu olukuluku ohun,
and all manners of vessels of most precious wood,
ati olukuluku ohun elo,
and of brass,
ti je,
and of iron,
ati tinrin,
and of marble,
ati ti okuta mabili.
These are all goods in the house of the strong man.
Awon nkan wonyi ni eru to wa loko okunrin alagbara.
But the Bible has not finished.
Ṣugbọn melo ti pari re sibe.
And cinnamon,
ati ti kamoni,
and others,
ati oniruru
ointments and frankincense,
ati ikunra ati turari,
and wine,
ati oti wine,
and oil,
ati ti ororo,
and fine flour,
ati iyefun daladala,
and wheat,
ati ti alikama,
and beast,
ati ti eranla,
and sheep,
ati ti agutan,
and horses,
ati ti eshin,
and chariots,
ati ti keke,
and slaves,
ati ti eru,
and
ati
ti of men.
Okan eniyan.
They are all materials.
Awon o eroja ni won.
Cargoes.
Awon eru.
In the warehouse of the strong man. And now I have a question to ask you this morning. Are you interested in any form of recovery? If you are interested in recovery, then know that the Bible says no man can enter into the house of the strong man except you first of all bind the strong man. Then you'll be able to spoil his goods. There are goods that we need to spoil. There are things we need to recover. I had a classmate in school in those days. Very brilliant chap. Very, very brilliant. All subjects
age.
Gbogbo ise ta ba se yo yege yanyan ni.
Was my senior.
Oga mi ni.
He went abroad.
O lo soke okun.
Now,
listen.
He studied.
O keko.
Got a good degree.
O si gboye to da.
Got a second one.
O gba keji.
Was on the third one.
O wa lori keta.
Met this white woman. I don't know what happened. That day the white woman just came in. Shot this brother. And shot herself. Nobody knew why. That was the end of that brilliant person. If there is a strong man who has fragment of your life in his possession, which was either stolen, taken by force, or you donated it yourself, he has a right over your destiny unless you repossess your possession. I was hearing this in one of the prayer meetings. One woman brought her son to me. The son goes to this University of Lagos. By the time he brought this boy, the boy was already looking like an HIV patient. But he didn't have HIV. But he was just disappearing. Getting leaner. And leaner. And leaner. And instead of telling his mother the truth,
he
kept quiet. He said, "Mommy, I don't know what's wrong."
Don't
know what's wrong.
But
the mother brought him. I asked the mother to go out. And I questioned him. He now told me a strange story. He saw one girl in this campus over here. And they began their immorality. But he found that all that girl was interested in is to collect his semen. And one way or the other, even though she was able to get it, she ran out of the building.
She
couldn't see the girl again. Didn't know where she's from. And our problem has started. What has happened? A fragment of his life now. Something taken from his body is already in the warehouse. Unless it is cleared out, trouble.
Wahala.
Are you here in this morning service? And when you were in school, you used to go about with multiple girlfriends, multiple boyfriends. Know that you have fragments of your life somewhere now. You've been going to prostitutes, knows for sure that you have scattered your soul around. Sometimes your things just disappear, you don't know where they've gone, you need to pray. You slept, you woke up, but somebody has caught your ear and you don't know where the ear went to. You need to pray. This is why we are here this morning.
It's
the soul fragmentation is a wicked device of the enemy. We need to carry a raid into the warehouse of the strong man this morning and recover whatever they are storing against us, or whatever they have stolen from us. Close your eyes on your seat, man. The first thing I'd like you to do this morning. This morning, what we are having here is not just a service. It's war. Into the warehouse of the strong man. Right there where you are, tell the Lord now. And do it with sincerity. That Lord, any sin in my life that will still make any of my possession to remain in the warehouse of the strong man today.
ko wa ni ile ise okunrin alagbara loni.
Forgive me.
Daddy, give me.
I want to pursue.
Mo fe le.
I want to overtake.
Mo fe ba.
And I want to recover.
Mo si fe gba pada.
Ask the Lord to forgive you now.
We follow our God, Daddy,
before we go into any form of prayer.
Ati lo sinu adura.
This is not an ordinary meeting, beloved. This meeting is for some people here. And take advantage. Take advantage of what the Lord wants to do here this morning. Has anyone been standing on your way of progress? Take advantage this morning. Recover what they have stolen from you. Have you been careless with your life before you got born again? Take advantage this morning. Must repossess what the enemy has stolen from you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Let's rise up now.
Ye ka dide duro.
A lot of things will depend.
Opolopo nkan yo da lori.
On how you pray this first prayer.
Bi a ba se gba adura koko yi.
If you are organizing a relay race.
Bo ba fe se eto ere ije.
You need to have a good first leg.
Onilo ati ni eni to mere sala koko.
This is your first leg.
Akoko sare re.
In the battle into the warehouse for the strong man.
Ninu ogun jija lo si ile ise okunrin alagbara.
If you are here this morning, you say, well, I don't think this kind of thing concerns me. Ah.
Bo ba wa mi le ora ito si wi pe won lero pe run kan yi kan mi.
Mistake.
Asise.
Mistake.
Asise.
You better pray like a wounded lion.
O je gbadura bi kini won to fara gbogbe.
Somebody's children could be in the warehouse of the strong man. Husband could be inside that warehouse. Your scholarship could be inside the warehouse. Your marriage could be inside the warehouse. There is nothing the strong man cannot steal and capture. So if you want to storm the strong house, strong room, if you want to storm that warehouse, you storm it violently and aggressively. Louder than anyone here. Louder than anyone around you. Because this is not praying against one demon. We're talking about the strong man. The powers who we say they are taking counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. Is that kind of power we're talking about now? Is those kind of powers we're talking about now? So every assignment, go and plan at the of the strong man for my life. Sisters, can I hear you say what I just said? Sisters, please, I beg you, be more aggressive. There's a lot of sisters are suffering. Many things have been stolen from you. Decide that enough is enough this month. Can I hear the sisters shouting it again loud and clear? Yes. Brothers, shout it louder than the sister. That's the assignment. Yes.
Everybody shout it.
Go Papa.
Yes.
Ben.
Uh-huh. Yes. I want you to shout it louder than that.
Uh-huh. Ben.
Make it even louder than that. So that you know. Uh-huh.
Ben.
Uh-huh. Shout it louder than that. Uh-huh.
Ben.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Ben.
Destroy the plan of the assignment.
By a shot, you
don't. I'm a strong man.
Enough is
enough. Otoje. Aha, aha,
Ben,
aha,
Ben,
aha,
Ben,
aha.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben. Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Something is happening around
the country.
Open Shelly. Continue. Something is happening already.
Oh, my shale, lawa lawa.
Please. From that grip.
Go, Nini.
Now you feel like strong man.
Please.
From the grip.
Go, Nini.
Now you feel like strong man.
Please.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
The power, the apostolic power is just the same today, no matter what they say. The power, the apostolic power is just the same today. Continue. There must be a recovery. The Bible says,
really,
as from the days of John the Baptist, until now, kingdom of heaven suffered
violence,
and the violent take it by
force.
See what is happening now. Oh, yes.
Ben.
I congratulate that brother. This thing that the enemy has been denying you for 20 years, you are possessing it right there where you are. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That's right. Yes.
Ben.
Those strong men are arranged against your life. Since they have refused to let you go, the seven of them shall die one by one. Since they have refused to let you go. That's right. Now you will not serve this with violent anger. Violent anger. This is storming the strong house now. I take back. What the strong man has stolen from my life. I want your emphasis on I take back. Why the strong man has stolen from my life? Now! In the name of Jesus! Take it back!
Whatever it is.
Oh, yo, go there.
Take it back.
Da pada.
Take it back.
Da pada.
Take it back in the name of Jesus.
Learn by Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Yes.
Ben.
Oh yes.
Oh dabe.
Yes.
Ben.
We are using the weapon of surprise this morning.
Alo wi jayalenu lohunro yi.
Against the oppressors.
Lodisi anini lara.
Shout this loud and clear.
E ti gbe ile lohun rara.
Warehouse of the strong man.
Ile iso okunrin alagbara.
Open.
She
release my virtues.
Ti aisi ki mi sile.
Can you shout it loud and clear?
Ile lohun rara. Ben.
Make it louder than that.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Ben.
Oh, yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
It must be open.
Ogbadosi.
It must be open.
Ogbadosi.
There must be a release.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ ní láti ṣẹlẹ̀.
Of what they are stealing from you.
Ohun tí wọ́n ti jí lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
That's right.
Ìdàbẹ̀.
Break it open.
Ṣí.
Break it open. Break it open.
Ṣí.
Break it open.
Ṣí. Ṣí.
Break it open.
Ṣí.
Break it open.
Ṣí.
Break it open.
Ṣí.
Break it open.
Ṣí.
In the name of Jesus.
Lorúkọ Jésù.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
There is a sister in this meeting.
Arábìnrin kan wà nínú ìpàdé yìí.
Powerful enemies have arranged themselves against you.
Àwọn ọ̀tá alágbára ti kóra jọ lòdì sí ọ.
Both in the place of work.
Àti níbi iṣẹ́.
And in your family.
Àti nínú ẹbí rẹ.
Within the next 24 hours.
Láàárín ọjọ́ kan tá a wà yìí.
All these strong men will be dismantled.
Gbogbo ọkùnrin alágbára ni yóò tú ká.
And your testimony shall be celebrated.
Oh, this year, joy, your journey.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, this next three.
Why, Adria, Meta, Tokoi.
If you pray this one and your voice goes away,
go back, don't rest it, huh?
It is worth it.
Oh, yeah, fool.
Many people have prayed them.
And they
have flying testimony.
Once in me, Jerry, to Labara.
Strong man of my father's heart.
Akunrin alagbara ile baba mi.
God! In the name of Jesus.
Oka Jesu.
Yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth.
Don't be
afraid, don't be afraid. Yes,
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Yes,
yes, Ben.
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Yes, Ben. Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Masipokaya boshentera bokaraba.
Karabo koshite.
Rapo bokata.
Kaya boshite.
Naramo sepende kaya boshentera ba.
Mbokoko shetentera.
Strong man of my father's
heart. Oh, that I live about me.
God! Yes.
Ben.
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 Yes, yes,
Ben, Ben,
yes, yes.
Ben, Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura. Ben. Ben.
You see?
Eribi.
Every physical personality.
Gbogbo eja elemi.
Working for the strong man.
Tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ fún ọkùnrin alágbára.
Against me.
Lòdì sí mi.
Can I hear the sister say me?
Arábìnrin ẹ wí báyìí.
The strong man has human intermediaries.
Ọkùnrin alágbára ní àwọn amúgbálẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ èèyàn.
Working for them.
Tí wọ́n ń ṣiṣẹ́ fún wọn.
Can I hear the sister say this again?
Arábìnrin ẹ tún wí yìí.
Brother, shout it back at the sister. Can everybody shout it back at
the sister?
Scatter! In the name of Jesus.
No, look at Jesus.
Yes.
Then.
That's such
Odabe.
Yes,
Ben.
Masepokoya bo shentera ba.
Montene boko poshetera ba.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Now.
Why?
Every man and woman on his or her own.
Gbogbo wa oku wa okura wa.
You have to now be specific.
Onilo ati lo ni pato bayi.
You will shout the name of what you want to get out of the warehouse.
E o ki je oruko nkan te be ko jade kuro ni ile ise okunrin alagbara.
For example, you can say,
be apele o le wi pe,
my career,
ise mi, jump out. Be jade
of the warehouse of the
spirit. Kuro ni ile ise okunrin alagbara.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
You can put in what you want.
Ele fi ohun te ba fe si.
Whatever you want to jump out.
Ohun te ba fe ko be jade kuro nbe.
Continue the prayer.
E wa tesiwaju adura.
Continue the prayer.
E tesiwaju adura.
Until I stop you.
Abi tin ba da yin duro.
I'm only going to stop you.
Wo da yin duro.
When I see those materials being thrown out of the place.
Mo ba ri wi pe awon eru ohun ti be jade kuro nbe.
You have to be specific.
I need lati lo ni pato.
For example, you can say,
bi apele le ni.
My marriage.
Igbeyawo mi.
Jump out.
Be jade.
Of the warehouse of the strong
man.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Continue, continue.
Yes, you are.
Today, today.
Lenny. Then, Daddy.
Yes.
Then.
Hey.
Daddy.
There will be no negotiation.
Kofi, do not do that.
We are not negotiating anything today.
Now, do not do that. Okay, Lenny.
Yes.
Then
career,
ise,
jump out,
be jade,
marriage,
igbeyawo,
jump out,
be jade,
promotion,
igbega,
jump out,
be jade,
jump out,
jade,
jump out,
be 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 jade,
in the name of
Jesus. Loruko Jesu.
Don't
Don't be tired.
Ajoro.
Come on, don't jump out.
Ma se ki won be jade.
Ma se kate.
Ma
se tera bo
sokotene.
Ribo soponde ke ya bo
shenka.
Ma ka ribo soponde ke ya bo shenka. Ma ka tonda soponde ke ya ba. Na ka tora bo sopola. Deri ko soponde ka.
Ma kanda la bo shenka.
Jump out.
Be jade.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
That is wonderful.
Ile je yanu.
Silence now.
Idakeroro bai.
Just stretch forward your hands.
Nowo re mejeji. Tewo re mejeji.
Who wants to receive a present?
Be ni to fe gba ebun.
And be silent now.
Yes, idakeroro.
You have already decreed.
E ti pa lase.
Let the decree be carried out.
Ki ase ohun di mumuse. Ben,
collect
da
your promotion back.
Ibiga repada.
Collect
da
your children back.
Omo repada.
Collect
da
the organs of your body back.
Eya ara repada.
Collect
da
your career back.
Ise repada.
Collect
da
your marriage back.
Bia o repada.
Collect
da
your breakthrough back.
Alaja repada.
Collect
da
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 in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So many things have been returned to you.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kan ló ti padà bọ̀ sípò fún ọ.
That you are physically surrounded with them.
Èyí tó jẹ́ pé nípa tara wọn ti yí ọká.
Yes.
Then.
Collect it back.
Gbà wọn padà.
Any voice.
Ohunkóhun.
Contesting for your breakthrough.
Ó ń bá àlàjá rẹ jìjà káàdì.
Is silence now.
Ó panu mọ́ báyìí.
That's right.
There are there.
And any meeting held behind you.
Ìpàdé tí pàdé tí wọ́n ń ṣe lẹ́yìn rẹ.
To demote you.
Láti rẹ̀ ọ́ sílẹ̀.
Tell me this grace.
Yóò gba ìtìjú.
Tell me this grace. Tell me this grace.
Yóò gba ìtìjú.
Tell me this grace.
Yóò gba ìtìjú.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yóò gba ìtìjú.
Raise up your two hands to the Lord and sing loud and clear. Ẹnìyàn
méjèèjì sókè sólú akẹ́sì kọrin lóhùn rárá.
This is my soul.
Oh,
worship His holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And the first thing I'd like you to do is to take your mind back to wherever you were born. Take your mind back there now. Because our departing operation is from is to go there. You will now say this loud and clear. Every strong man attached to my place of birth, your time is up. Can you say this loud and clear? Make it louder than that, beloved. Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the strong man attached to your place of birth. Yes.
Then.
In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I transfer the wealth of the unbelievers. Into my pocket. This was what we dealt with here on Wednesday. Can you shout this loud and clear? Yes. Make it louder than that. Yes.
Then.
Shout it louder than that.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
In the name of Jesus. Transfer it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, as your people depart from here, I decree that this week shall be a week of testimonies for that in the name of Jesus. I decree that everywhere you go this week, you shall be enveloped with divine favor. Men who do not know you will fight your cause. Strangers shall submit themselves unto you. Where you had no voice before, you will have a voice. You will command the morning, and the morning shall bow to you. Everything that the children of the devil have stolen and they are storing up, by the divine decree, we transfer their wealth to us. In the name of Jesus. Because your word says, the wealth of the Gentiles is laid up for the righteous. We transfer it. Let the milk and honey of this land come to the laps of your children. In the name of Jesus. That good thing that nobody has ever done in your family, you will do it. 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 In the name of Jesus. As you go, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.